Chapter 6, TMDE Calibration and Repair Support. The accuracy, sustainability, and safety of Army weapons systems and personnel throughout the world depends on accurate and reliable measurements. The calibration and repair of TMDE ensures that the measurements made are traceable to the International System of Units. This chapter discusses the objectives, structure, and employment of these resources. General Overview. TMDE includes any system or device used to evaluate the operational condition of an end item or subsystem thereof to identify and isolate any actual or potential malfunction. In general, TMDE refers to General Purpose and Special Purpose TMDE. TMDE Special Purpose is developmental in nature for a specific weapon or support system. The Army normally procures TMDE general purpose for use in a variety of applications, for example, COTS items. Types of TMDE range from torque wrenches within sets, kits, and outfits, electronic test equipment, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear equipment, and gauges for small arms weaponry. The Army's TMDE program supports a number of technical parameters, such as infrared, electro-optics, direct current, low frequency, microwave, mechanical, hydraulics, pneumatics, and radiation detection indication and computation, known as RADIAC equipment. TMDE, C, and RS serves a vital role within the Army. Properly calibrated test and measuring equipment can accurately diagnose problems, reduce line-replaceable unit failure, and conduct maintenance to specified tolerances. The Army ensures its weapon systems operate safely and properly through routine calibration of its TMDE. Commander's Responsibility. Commanders at all levels are responsible for their unit's TMDE readiness and will appoint a TMDE support coordinator to interact on their behalf with their assigned C and RS activity in accordance with AR-750-43. Commanders should include TMDE as part of inspections to ensure QA and compliance of procedures being followed. Company TMDE Calibration Coordinator. As designated by the company commander, the TMDE support coordinator must review the organization hand receipt to identify TMDE requiring support in accordance with TB-43-180. New TMDE support coordinators should contact their supporting area TMDE support team to establish a support schedule and get the latest information on where to receive TMDE support coordinator training. They should ensure each item is placed on the support TMDE activity instrument master record file, turn in supported items, and ensure that all items returned from the support activity have a DA Label 80 United States Army calibrated instrument or equivalent. The organization TMDE support coordinator, in cooperation with the supporting area TMDE support team, manages all TMDE changes that include additions and deletions against their MTO and instrument master record file, known as IMRF. TMDE calibration program objectives. The objective of the Army's TMDE program is to ensure that accurate and serviceable TMDE is available for Army use with measurement accuracies traceable to International System of Units, SI, standards. Highly technical organizations consisting of military, civilian, and contractor personnel are responsible for calibration and repair of Army TMDE. The integrity of the Army's TMDE C&RS program is based on a hierarchy of traceable calibration accuracies. The accuracy of all calibrations can be traced up through the Army TMDE support structure to the appropriate standard of measurement. C and RS activities are categorized by calibration laboratory, type, and measurement traceability level, MTL. Organizational structure. The Army TMDE enterprise is comprised of military and civilian C and RS activities. The military area TMDE support teams are allocation rule based. Regular Army teams consist of 6 MOS 94 Hotel TMDE maintenance support specialists and 1 MOS 94 Whiskey electronic maintenance supervisor. And Army National Guard teams consist of 4 MOS 94 Hotel TMDE maintenance support specialists and 1 MOS 94 Whiskey electronic maintenance supervisor. The Army National Guard's TDA provides CNRS for state-specific TMDE requirements and possesses a CNRS capability within the Theater Aviation Maintenance Support Group, composed of 5 calibration and repair maintainers. The United States Army Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Activity, USATA, is composed of organizationally authorized civilian CNRS activities that provide transfer, secondary, and primary MTL capabilities in support of operating and generating force TMDE. USATA is assigned to USAMC. Measurement traceability levels and types of TMDE calibration and repair support. The following TMDE CNRS MTLs and calibration laboratory types are key to sustaining accurate and traceable measurements. The Army TMDE Enterprise CNRS MTLs include field, transfer, secondary, and primary. There are various CNRS laboratories identified for TMDE support based on equipment documented in TB43-180. Field F Measurement Traceability Level. This level includes TMDE with CNRS traceability requirements that cannot be verified with the calibration standards currently contained within the primary, P, secondary, S, or transfer, T, traceability chain. Obtaining support for this TMDE is the owner's responsibility in coordination with USATA and is normally provided by field units, TMDE owners, medical maintenance facilities, or vendors. Measurement traceability to SI units for these items is required. All TMDE items identified as FMTL are documented within TB43-180. Transfer T Measurement Traceability Level. This level includes CNRS that is performed using calibration standards that were calibrated at or have accuracy traceable to the secondary MTL. This is considered 3 MTLs below the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. All TMDE items identified as TMTL are documented within TB43-180. Secondary S Measurement Traceability Level. This level includes CNRS that is performed using calibration standards that were calibrated or have accuracy traceable to the primary MTL. This is considered 2 MTLs below the NIST. All TMDE items identified as SMTL are documented within TB43-180. Primary P Measurement Traceability Level. This level includes CNRS that is performed using calibration standards that were verified directly to SI units or calibrated by the NIST and/or intrinsic type standards. This is considered 1 MTL below the NIST. USATA manages the only laboratory within the Army that provides PMTL calibration of TMDE items documented within TB43-180. Calibration and Repair Support Type Locations. TMDE items documented within TB43-180 receive a calibration laboratory type designation that identifies the CNRS facility that can provide the required calibration support based on the calibration standards configuration at each location. These location types are identified as Type 1, the Army Primary Standards Laboratory. The Army Primary Standards Laboratory performs CNRS using calibration standards that were verified directly to SI units or calibrated by the NIST. This facility is a civilian capability. Type 2. These facilities, generally called Area Calibration Labs, provide secondary SMTL CNRS and are strategically employed both within and outside CONUS. These facilities are a civilian capability. Type 3. Type 3 locations perform transfer, T, MTL, C, and RS, which possesses the largest workload amongst the type locations. These facilities apply to civilian TMDE teams, military area TMDE support teams, regular Army and Army National Guard, support maintenance shops, and theater aviation maintenance group. Type 4. These type locations are designated to provide C and RS capabilities for the Army's small arms and ammunition gauges, known as SAAG. Type 5. Army Medical Logistics Command Special Purpose Medical TMDE Laboratories that provide C and RS of TMDE identified as special purpose medical equipment are designated as Type 5. Type 6. TMDE items that cannot be supported by organic Army C and RS resources are designated as Type 6. This type location outsources C and RS to a vendor. Type 7. Items that are not supported from a specialized facility and are performed by the TMDE owner or operator are designated as Type 7. Military Area TMDE Support. The TMDE enterprise consists of C and RS materiel and personnel visibility and availability across all phases of operations. The coordination between unit-level TMDE support coordinators and the C and RS activity ensures that TMDE accuracy is available at the point of need. Maintenance support echelons will ensure TMDE readiness as forces prepare for large-scale combat operations. An appropriate distribution of C and RS service workload should exist between military and civilian teams. A cyclic workload workshop should occur to ensure this balance takes place. The workload workshop, led by USAMC and Headquarters USATA, will take place with Army Command G4s and CSSB and DSSB SMCs with Area Military TMDE teams. TMDE Calibration and Repair Support Expeditionary Operations Command and Control. During expeditionary operations, under the authority of the combatant commander, the ASCC, through its TSC, exercises theater command and control over all TMDE logistics assets in the joint operations area. This concept of operations puts the C and RS capability within the combatant commander's footprint into a modular form. The CNRS provides TMDE CNRS to TMDE owners assigned to or moving into or through the AOR of the Geographic Combatant Command or subordinate commands. For CNRS purposes, Command G3 or S3 planning cells maintain coordination with Headquarters USATA and owning unit commands of military area TMDE support teams. This level of coordination should occur before and during deployment of C and RS mission assets. The TMDE enterprise consists of C and RS materiel and personnel visibility and availability across all phases of operations. Maintenance support echelons will ensure TMDE readiness as forces prepare for large-scale combat operations. Upon deployment of C and RS assets during crisis and conflict, workload coordination must take place, and support agreements must be signed to ensure support of TMDE readiness of all deployed and left behind equipment. Theater Sustainment Command. TSCs establish a TMDE Logistics Area Officer within the command staff. The TMDE Logistics Area Officer maintains oversight of C and RS readiness by interfacing with Headquarters USATA on TMDE metrics and reports from subordinate commands. The TMDE Logistics Area Officer provides logistical assistance to subordinate brigades, which includes TMDE owners, and coordinates with USATA for technical assistance and requests for augmented C and RS. This ensures that TMDE services are appropriately workloaded and adequate C and RS assets are on hand to sustain the force during operations. Combat Sustainment Support Battalion. Select CSSBs possess a C and RS capability. The military area TMDE support teams within these select CSSBs provide a tactical and split-based C and RS capability. CSSB S3 planners should coordinate with higher command G3 planners for additional C&RS requirements to support the combatant command AOR. Additional coordination with battalion and brigade SPO maintenance cells can occur for TMDE readiness support. Leaders should be prepared to operate with alternative communication methods and networks. Alternative communication methods may mitigate short-term losses of communication. The CSSB, through its sustainment brigade, will maintain contact with the TSC to ensure the TSC commander is able to continuously monitor C&RS within the operating environment. This enables the ASCC commander to direct the calibration and repair mission according to the combatant commander's intent and mission objectives. A 948 Bravo Electronic Maintenance Systems Warrant Officer assigned to the CSSB's SMC provides management and technical support to the area TMDE support team. The TSC commander can call forward the USATA CTMDE assets to the point of need. DSSBs possess a C&RS capability. The military area TMDE support teams within these DSSBs provide a tactical and split-based C&RS capability. DSSB S3 planners should coordinate with higher command G3 planners for additional C&RS requirements to support the combatant command AOR. Additional coordination with battalion and brigade SPO maintenance cells can occur for TMDE readiness support. Area TMDE support team. Each military area TMDE support team can provide transfer TMTL C&RS of general and select special purpose TMDE. Additionally, and upon request, the military area TMDE support team possesses the capability to provide split-based C&RS for TMDE friction points that can impact operational readiness. The military area TMDE support team and 948 Bravo Electronic Maintenance Systems Warrant Officer should advise the CSSB and DSSB SPO maintenance sections on support issues, trends, metrics, and workload analysis. This information ensures that all sustainment echelons have an accurate picture of TMDE readiness and visibility and detects any friction points relating to C&RS. The area TMDE support team will utilize USATA for technical reachback on TMDE C&RS matters. Other calibration and repair support activities. USATA, a TDA organization, provides C&RS for operational and generating forces through all phases of operations. During large-scale combat operations, the theater commander may request a CTMDE support team to augment the military area TMDE support teams that are deployed and operating within the combat support area. When this occurs, an operation order is sent through USAMC to USATA to provide an augmented C&RS capability that can meet the requirements. This CTMDE support team will be attached to the theater AFSB for command and control. Defining the augmented calibration team capability will depend on coordination with the assigned AFSB to determine C&RS requirements. The Army National Guard embeds TDA, C&RS in state-operated combined support maintenance shops. They provide transfer, TMTL, C&RS, to TMDE owners within their state or region of responsibility. As required by the Surgeon General, the Army Medical Logistics Command supports the calibration and repair of special-purpose medical TMDE at its own special-purpose medical TMDE laboratories. Tactical Operations Command and Control. Army commands and ASCCs with C&RS activities are responsible for providing all C&RS assets in theater. Sustainment commands with a C&RS mission will advise the operational force on TMDE requirements. These assets could also potentially include the Army National Guard. Planners base the number of area TMDE support teams required to support the overall C&RS mission on the category and densities of supported TMDE and the geographic dispersion of supported units. When area TMDE support team elements are attached to another unit, That unit exercises administrative control of those elements, while OpCon for TMDE workload remains with the SMC. USATA provides a TMDE liaison officer to the AFSB and provides metrology, the science of measurement and its application, support across the TMDE enterprise. This position coordinates with Division, Corps, and Theater G4s on all aspects of TMDE readiness. The TMDE liaison officer is also responsible for the horizontal communication with CNRS activities along with Headquarters USATA. This communication should encompass evacuation of TMDE assets in and out of the theater of operations. Calibration sets. The MTO area TMDE support team consists of two major equipment sets. The principal set is the fully mobile and environmentally controlled calibration and repair facility. A dedicated tactical vehicle with power generation equipment provides for the facility's mobility and electrical power requirements. The facility houses calibration standards, ancillary TMDE, communication equipment, production control facilities, and workspace for repair functions. This single facility can support the TMDE support team mission. In addition to the principal equipment set, there is a secondary equipment set consisting of a vehicle-mounted shelter with onboard power and environmental control systems. The shelter houses a limited calibration capability: radiation, detection, indication and computation, torque meter, and oscilloscope standards, for use in a split-based mode of operations where high densities of TMDE are located. When used in a split-based mode of operations, the two-man mobile facility depends on the parent area TMDE support team's principal equipment set for repair functions and production control operations. The TDA, C, and RS activities possess calibration sets, also known as CAL sets, and equipment that are typically housed in a fixed facility. USATA will possess a limited capability for expeditionary CTMDE teams utilizing a deployable calibration set with similar capabilities as the MTO calibration set. Modes of operation. The MTO area TMDE support team's equipment configuration allows the team to operate in a fully uploaded mobile mode or in a dismounted fixed facility mode of operations. Within the fixed facility mode of operations, the team may retain limited mobile calibration capability with the shelter-mounted equipment set for special or split-based requirements. Mission variables, as determined by the appropriate maintenance SPO cell, determine the mode of operations. The calibration standards allocated to the area TMDE support team provide a modular versatility for fixed facility and mobile calibration mission support. The TDA, C, and RS activities located in theater operate largely in the dismounted fixed facility mode of operation, using calibration sets configured to support a wide variety of general purpose and select special purpose TMDE. MTO and TDA units will evacuate TMDE assets requiring secondary S, MTL, C, and RS. Designated regional support centers will normally provide support external to the theater. All TMDE requiring C and RS beyond the capability available in theater must be evacuated to the next appropriate MTL and calibration lab type.